Two things you should know about Revolutionary War hero Casimir Pulaski. He's the father of the American cavalry, and he was intersex, born with both male and female chromosomes and anatomy. That aspect of his identity wasn't known during his lifetime in the 1700s, but several years ago, Casimir Pulaski's skeletal remains were exhumed in Savannah, Georgia, when the monument they were in was in disrepair. That gave scientists a chance to do a full forensic workup. And that's where Virginia Hutton Estabrook comes into the picture. She's an anthropology professor at Georgia Southern University who worked on the Pulaski case. And she says when they exhumed the skeleton, they discovered something surprising.
What was discovered then was that the skeleton looks very female. For all of the points that we use forensically to look at sex, all of those points skewed in the very female direction. There's some geometry of a female pelvis that basically widens the birth canal area a bit and sort of like ways these things are expressed and are all very female looking.
And what do these female traits tell us then about General Casimir Pulaski?
What they tell us is that there is some level of female pattern development happening in Pulaski in this person that we have baptismal records from, and he's baptized as Casimir and he's baptized as the son of his parents. And this linguistic difference in social sciences between sex and gender actually comes to pretty good use here. His gender was absolutely masculine throughout his life. There's no question of what his kind of social role was from birth on. And because he was baptized as a son, there's early portraits of him that clearly show facial hair and, you know, even some little like hair, male pattern baldness thinning going on, that there's definitely features that show some presence of androgens happening in his body. So this is where we get the intersex idea.
So what would all of this have meant back in the 1700s? I mean, as an anthropologist, do you have any sense of how someone who was intersex, perhaps in the 1700s, would have been viewed by, I don't know, their family, their colleagues, and maybe more importantly for Casimir Pulaski, his troops under his command?
We've tried to look a lot in written records about him in letters to see if there's sort of anything about that that we can really see manifest in any of his relationships. One thing we do know about Pulaski was that he was never married. There's discussions of him being a little removed from people, sort of possibly a little bit aloof, but again, sort of grain of salt with this, that he really didn't speak English.
Right.
Very much coming here. So that's, but he was obviously very amiable, chatty, especially to people he could speak French with and things. So,
Professor, what do you find compelling about this discovery?
So, from an anthropological perspective, what's really important about this is that we really don't know how intersex conditions affect skeletal development. That means that we just don't know what intersex looks like, if there are any kind of diagnostic telltale signs that we should be maybe looking for. Something that I did not really realize going into this was how common intersex actually is. Just in the population, it's one in 1,500 births and possibly as common as like one in 100 if you cast a slightly wider net around what is an intersex condition versus not. So this is actually a relatively common thing that we've not included these stories really in our interpretations of the past, which makes having the skeletal remains of an individual that we know a lot about his life so unique. And then there's the whole Pulaski side of this that makes this story interesting too.
Why is that interesting? Because I read this news and I was fascinated by it over the weekend, mm-hmm. but I kind of came to the end of the story and I was like, well, so what if Pulaski had a pelvic bone that was more female than male? What does that actually do to our understanding of a Revolutionary War hero or of the time he lived in?
This doesn't really change what Pulaski did or, you know, his legacy. What this does change is that intersex people who've been largely erased from any kind of history, this is the presence of at least one that we know about. So this is an individual that has been celebrated, has lots of streets and highways and cities and counties named after him, that could possibly be this intersex hero and be relevant for a new group of people that he really hasn't been, you know, sort of terribly necessarily relevant to in the past.
Dr. Estabrook, is it determined now for sure that Kazimierz Pulaski was intersex, for sure?
What we have that's fairly certain is that this is Pulaski in this monument. What's also fairly certain is that this skeleton has these very, very female features. And yet we have this life of Pulaski that we need to reconcile with those very female features. You know, the best hypothesis currently is that it's intersex. Coming to some kind of idea of what kind of intersex or figuring out what the sex chromosomes are is not currently possible at this time. So we were unable to extract any nuclear DNA from these remains that would, you know, sort of really show, you know, which intersex condition and what's going on chromosomally.
The monument to Pulaski is still there in Savannah, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. And Pulaski is no longer buried inside of the monument. He's buried alongside the monument. There's a marble slab that almost all of his skeletal remains are buried underneath.
Do you think the plaque, I'm assuming there's a plaque at the monument, should the plaque be rewritten at some point?
It's a hard thing to say what should be on the plaque, because at some level there should be an acknowledgement of intersex, but also his accomplishments were not that he was intersex. His accomplishments that he was, you know, Kazimierz Pulaski, the guy who created a really, really functional American cavalry at a time when this was like cutting edge technology and was this charismatic leader that inspired lots and lots of people around him.
Maybe it's just a PS at the bottom of the plaque. Oh, by the way, he was intersex.
Yeah, it's right. It's kind of a double thing, because you don't want the Pulaski story just to be about that he's intersex.
Right.
Because that's really not most of his story. That's just kind of like this extra little tidbit. But, you know, this is also this tidbit that might completely cast a different light on aspects of his story that we haven't really thought about or haven't really looked at in such great detail in examining his biography as maybe, you know, we could or should have in the future.
Virginia Hutton Estabrook is an anthropology professor at Georgia Southern University. She's been speaking with us about Polish-born American Revolutionary War hero Kazimierz Pulaski. Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Oh, gosh, my pleasure. Well, thank you.